You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Brighton's lawyers are here for you. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on 1170 SEN.
Well, actually, it's Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile, James Magnusson, on deck this week. Great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. Wherever you're listening through the SEN network, it may be 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 1323 AM in Canberra. Interested to hear what sort of storm you had where you were last night. There was plenty of lightning had hit and might be a few more storms to come. Good morning also to those of you listening in Queensland for at least the first hour of the show. 6.93am in Brisbane, 16.20am Gold Coast, the SEN track network through Queensland. And of course you're with us for the first hour until Pat and Heels come on board at 6am Queensland time. And to all of you listening on the SEN app, it is great to be with you. Just give us a shout this morning, 1300 01 1170 is the open line number, and you can text 0457 736 736. And if you're listening to us belatedly via the podcast, how's your day been? You can tune in via the podcast or just pick out the best bits, the best interviews. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. You might want to download the John Aloisi chat from yesterday. It was great catching up with John on the program. Today we have Sydney Sixers captain Moses Henriquez. We can talk to Moses about the plight of New South Wales as well in both Shield and Marsh Cup. Hasn't been good. Moses, though, did score 97 with a bat in the most recent match against Victoria. Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers coming on. One of the topics today, and this is the way I'm going to introduce James Magnusson today, one of the topics we're talking about, there's this story where some bloke has taken his employer to court because the employer insisted that he turn up at Christmas drinks. And the person, the staff member said, well, no, I don't really want to go. Maybe he doesn't like the people. My board doesn't want to be part of it. Can an employer force you to attend such functions? James Magnusson, tribe, you know, are the people... What does it say if you don't want to go to Christmas drinks? Is that... What's the read there?
I reckon you're on your way out, Vossie. If you don't come to Christmas drinks. Well, we've got...
that's it.
I believe it's next Thursday. We've got the SEN Christmas drinks, which I'm looking forward to. There's a few loose cannons amongst the SEN stable of talent.
Right.
We've got Brian Fletcher's, Matthew Johns's, Denon Camps. Will you be attending, Vossie?
I'm going to consult my advisor, Brett Brighton's lawyers, Lee.
Yeah, well, you might be out the door if you're not.
I'm going to hear what advice he has today before I mix with that company. We did it very late in the program yesterday, talking about fitness tips too over Christmas, and you produced the stat. What, the average?
The average Australian gains 2.5 kilos over the Christmas
2.5,
New Year period. 2.5.
Yeah,
quite a lot.
Beat yourself up. But how much of that is alcohol related? And you were saying that still the best advice is to train. So if you went to a Christmas party, and there might be some listening now that are going to a Christmas party tonight.
Yes.
That you should do a little workout tomorrow or...
Just keep moving. It's basically impossible to stay completely on top of your diet and sleep and recovery and all those things during this time. But the one thing you can do, keep turning up to the gym, keep walking, keep moving, keep active.
Rightio. Now, also, on the storm front last night, it certainly hit hard.
Yeah.
There was a concert at the Opera House as well. There was dramas there. How bad did you get the lightning last night, James?
We got it in Bondi. I love a storm in summer. It makes me feel like it's really getting into its work summer when a storm like that hits. Because I'm from Port Macquarie and grew up there, we got more tropical storms probably than we get here in Sydney. So I get,
I get nearly 4.5 hours up the road.
We got rainforests and everything in Port Macquarie. It's basically far north Queensland.
Okay. Well, there we go. Now, look, World Cup soccer, let's start there in terms of sporting updates. Thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. Brazil have collected an early goal against South Korea. They lead 1-0, and they're doing a dance as a post-goal celebration, so good luck to them. I hope the South Koreans then come back to bite them there. That's quite leery, so early in a match of a... of this magnitude, knockout match, doing the dance, the whole bit. Penalty shootout this morning, Croatia knocked out Japan, and still to come in the round of 16, 2 a.m. tomorrow, Morocco v Spain, and the 6 a.m. game tomorrow is Portugal v Switzerland. I must say, look, I have no alternative, but gee, the penalty shootout, savage.
Savage.
It's heartbreak. I mean, absolutely savage. The Japanese players who just couldn't get it past the keeper. There were like three saves. I mean, you feel like, yeah, they just want to dig a hole.
Would there be a more high-pressure moment in sport than coming up, you're the last guy. If you miss, your team loses. If you get it, your team wins. There wouldn't be many.
Well, it could. Look, the final can be decided that way.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a better way? I haven't got a better way, I must admit, for football, but... gee, I feel bad for them. You see it happen. And as I said, I was hoping Andrew Redmayne would have got a crack against Argentina. I was thinking that was... I thought, Paul, I can't get over it. I'm sorry. If he had just hit it just a little higher, top right net, 2-2 off the penalty shootout. But is there a better... let's bring the maestro in. Alex has rejoined us. We've got rid of the Scotsman, Mark. Alex is with us. Has anyone ever floated any... better ideas is like a drop-off system in touch football.
Yeah.
You can have the drop-off. Nice. So you go from 11 to 10 to 9 to 8. Could that be a way to decide rather than penalty shootout?
That's the one that's sort of probably most popular with football fans is you'd have, for example, fight. So you play your full 30 minutes and then 5 minutes, every, you know, 2, 3, 5 minutes, whatever you want to make it, you drop off until you get a winner. Like they do in ice hockey. That's ice hockey's way of deciding things in major tournaments. Yeah. So I'm a fan of that. I'd like to see that. The other one that's been proposed, they used to do this in Major League Soccer, is similar to an ice hockey penalty shootout. Rather than having just a kick from the spot, you've got 7 seconds to dribble from halfway and beat the keeper 1-on-1. It's sort of seen as a better test of
overall
skill.
Shootout.
Still a shootout.
Well, let's put it to the vote. Let's put it to the vote for the listeners today. Would you rather see a drop-off? Have you got an alternative? Would you, rock, paper, scissors, anything you want to throw out there? Throw it into the mix today. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736 because we've had our first penalty shootout this morning, and for the Japanese it was absolutely heartbreaking. And the Croatian goalkeeper, he's the king. He's walking around like the boss right at the moment. He's absolutely nailed it. There's some World Cup banter for you today. Thanks to Kraken. Like a leading keeper with Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. Now, I'm no athlete, as you know. No pain, no pain. Quad strains, James. What's your knowledge of quad strains? Pat Cummins.
Yeah, decent.
Test to start Thursday. Quad strain. Do you give him any chance?
Very slim. 10% chance, I'd say.
What, 10%?
Yeah.
10%? Well, that's basically gone.
Yeah, gone.
He's gone. Well, they've got plenty of cover because Scott Boland's already in the squad. And now they've added another two bowlers. So Lance Morris comes in, the wild thing from West Australia, leading wicket-taker in the Sheffield Shield this season, and Michael Nisa's there as well. So
Michael Nisa. What happened to Jai Richardson? He's dropped down the order a bit then,
has he? Yeah, he's not there. No. Yeah. Well, Scott Boland will obviously...
come he's
in.
Awesome.
It would be unfair for Scott not to automatically come in, but they've the fact that Morris is getting a little look. In fact, I think Jeff Thompson, came out and said, no, he should play the pink test. Throw Lance Thompson in. Lance Morris in, the fastest bowler in Australia. He's bowling, I think most recently, clocked up 152 Ks an hour.
Not too shabby.
Bit of heat. 27 wickets this summer. He's played 18 first-class games, 59 wickets, 25 average. So he's got some reasonable numbers, and he's bloody quick. So he's in the squad as well. But so you're saying the quad too, and then what about length of time to actually become 100% with a little quad strain?
I'd say 2 weeks would be plenty. Hmm. Yeah.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah, yeah. Usually these days they get them in like the hyperbaric chambers, the... cryo chambers, all that sort of stuff, and it bounces back pretty quick. So I'd say he'd be back for the third match.
All right. Brazil have a penalty too. We can't get away from the World Cup at the moment. Poor old South Korea, they're
struggling.
They're struggling. They're struggling at the moment a little. And Brazil set to make it 2-0. And although there's a little bit of Gimbos on the penalty shot, and then just, there you go. Brazil have got it.
It's a bit leery, that penalty shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brazil have turned up in party mode, haven't they?
Absolute
party mode. The South Koreans must be thinking, what is going on here with these palookas?
He is taking the PISS with that penalty shot.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. That penalty was absolutely taking the, you know what, and it was put in at like one quarter speed. It still went in. 2-0. 2-0 to Brazil over South Korea, and that's all very early. Neymar with the penalty shot. Just on the cricket. Now, Charlie Goodsir, what's up, Jed? He's going to put together the facts and figures from England versus Pakistan, this test, this remarkable test from... And I'm going back to, James, the 24 hours before the test started. I don't think you're on air with us when the story broke that Gastro had ripped through the England squad. 14 members of the squad had massive case of the runs to the point where they were saying the start of the test was going to be delayed because they didn't have enough players to go on field the next day. And it wasn't until 2.5 hours before play on the first day that it was confirmed play would get underway. And then England go on to score the highest number of runs as in off the bat, which is, in a day's play, in an opening day's play.
Yeah.
They fall 3-4 runs short of the most ever in a day's play, and they had 15 overs left because they came off a bad light. And then they've gone on to record, score at 6 and 7 and over through first and second innings, then make a very sporting declaration, give their opponents a crack, and get up and win, James. Now, cricket... you've said before, it's not your number one sport, but geez, you've got to admire that effort. They've ended up winning by 74. It's one of the great wins.
I used to, and this would happen every now and then because you're travelling to foreign cities and countries that leading into a big race, this might eventuate for me in the swimming world. I might be in, South America, had a dodgy burrito, whatever it may be. And my performances off the back of that were always the best they'd ever be, because you'd drop all this weight right before racing, then you'd come out and you'd feel light as a feather. You wouldn't lose your strength or anything because you'd have a day or two to recover, but you'd feel super light, and I'd always swim fast if that eventuated.
There you go. Well, I think that the greyhounds, I mean, I might be right, I'm not a greyhound trainer, but I think they might give the greyhound a little spoonful of molasses just to clear the bowels before it races, so it races a little lighter. So that same theory applies to human athletes that are 6'5" and swim down the pool.
Yep, that's right.
It's amazing. Yeah, okay. The poop. But anyway, back to the cricket in Pakistan. We just thought we'd put together, thanks to Sky Sports, the last 5 wickets, because it is a famous win. England wrapping up the match. They reckoned barely 10 minutes to spare due to increasingly poor light. So that adds to the story as well. The tension, the lights coming in, Pakistan putting up a fight. These are the last handful of wickets. England on the way to one of their most famous victories.
Oh, close to going back onto his stumps. England have used up a review.
Impact is in line, Joel, and it's hitting the wickets.
England have their 6th wicket and they will be into the bowlers. Game on. Oh, has it carried? I think it has carried. What a catch. 2 in 2 overs. Brilliant catch. Brilliant work from England.
Oh, brilliant from Pope. Quite brilliant down the leg side. Tickle down the leg side off the glove. Pope moves to his left and pulls off a stunner. Oh, out surely. Yeah, given. Anderson again. 4 for Anderson. 9 for England. They are 1 wicket away.
Oh, close. Very close. Given. I'm sure he'll review, but given. England have won this test match.
Giddy up. Anderson, 4 for 36. Robinson, 4 for 50. And Pakistan at one stage were 3 for 176 and then 5 for 259. But then all out in the finish for 268. That is one heck of a victory. And yeah, good commentary there as well. Very exciting. Big Bash was yesterday launched ahead of this summer's tournament getting underway in just a week's time. It all starts with the Sydney Thunder hosting the Melbourne Stars next Tuesday at Manuka Oval in Canberra.
Who's your team? Who's your team, Bossy, in the
Big Bash?
Yeah.
I'll go the Pink. I'll go the Sydney Sixers. Soft spot for both of them. Sixers and Thunder.
I'm Thunder.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be Sixers then.
There you go.
I'm on the Sixers bus. Illawarra Hawks winning last night. I mean, have we got a song? Celebration. Their second win of the season, James. Just very their exciting. Second win. Like, they're still, you know, absolutely cemented at the bottom of the ladder. But, well, there it is. It's a little delayed. They've beaten the Illawarra Hawks, man, have beaten the Melbourne United side 93-79. Their second win of the season. They're 2-10. Well done, Hawks. All right, they'll kill the music, guys. No, it wasn't that. Yeah, it's only one win. And elsewhere in sport, Eddie Jones, he's out the door at England Rugby, so things have turned to poop there. He's gone. And sad news in the tennis world, Nick Bollettieri has passed away. 1991, the famous tennis coach, you know, the likes of the Williams sisters and Andre Agassi, he guided 10 world number one singles players.
Was he the guy in King Richard?
King Richard, yeah. Bollettieri, yeah, that's it.
That was very cool. I love that movie.
Yeah. Now here's the last one for you, James.
Yes.
If you went back to Port Macquarie today, have you got a garage at your house or attic or anything? Okay. Do you think you'd find anything valuable that you'd forgotten about? Of a sporting kind, maybe something that you haven't seen in years. Would there be something there?
Definitely.
Anything come to mind?
Yeah, there'd be. So most of my memorabilia and swimsuits and Olympic uniforms and all that kind of stuff is all packed away in boxes in that garage. So there'd be some really cool stuff in there.
All right. Well, I've got a pretty amazing story. It's a bit of a talkback topic, a bit out there this morning. But we have a situation down at a museum in Tasmania where they found the last known Tasmanian tiger. The remains of it, they'd preserved it, but it had been forgotten about for 85 years. It sat in a cupboard for 85 years, and then someone did a clean-up, and they found the last known Tasmanian tiger. So from 1936, a Tasmanian tiger died in captivity at the zoo and was given to a local museum, and they preserved the skin and skeleton.
Yep.
And then over years, they thought, well, they just lost track of it. No one had catalogued it properly. And it just got thrown in a drawer. And then apparently a few days ago, someone doing a search, oh, what's that? Oh, that's interesting. And they went back through the records and it was the last Tasmanian tiger perfectly preserved. And it's been in a cupboard for 85 years.
Wow.
Have our listeners had similar discoveries? I've just come back from England, as you know, up in Workington. A bloke found in his house at a garage, like a spring clean, he found a ball from the 1948 kangaroo tour that had been used where Workington beat the Kangaroos. And the 1948, the actual ball, leather ball, laces, shined and had been signed. And that was the ball from, you know, 74 years ago. What a find. And he just gave it to the club. He said, oh, I'm sure it means something to you. They said, bloody oath it does. This is when we beat the Kangaroos. We beat Australia. So
should have taken that thing on Antique Roadshow.
Well, that's it. Yeah, well, that's it. So, folks, what have you got? What have you found over the years or heard of things that great discoveries? 1-300-01-1170, text 0457-736-736. And alternatives to the penalty shootout, there's another more sporting-like topic for you. By the way, the things you find don't have to be all sports-related. Could be anything. Could be absolutely anything, James. Are you ready to do this for the next 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
Never more ready, Bossy.
All right, listeners, ramp it up. Ramp it up on this Tuesday morning on the home of sport, SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.